קודם, אני אגיב שמח וידוע ברבים את הקדוש ברוך הוא. I'm able to stand here today. 8 weeks ago exactly, at this time I was in a hospital bed, second day of Rosh Hashanah, having had a major heart attack. Baruch Hashem, b'chazdei Hashem, b'nisim v'niflaos and stam. I was saved. Had a stent put into the main artery. And as they say in America, the rest is history. Baruch Hashem, I'm able to stand now. Still a long way to go, but Baruch Hashem, Hoyin Hashem, ki tov kim chazdei. I want to share with you today a mahalach, an understanding, a nekuda in the parsha of Yaakov and Esav. What we can learn from both and what we have to learn from both. Start off with Rabbi Yudleib Chassman has some very, very fascinating insights into the whole parsha. Vayignulu hanorim, Esav was the Yisoda, Yaakov's Ishtom Yoshev Ahoim. And he explains that Yaakov and Esav are two bechinas. Yaakov was Boicha Olam Habo, and Esav Olam Hazeh. He goes on to point out that not that Yaakov had no Shaychas Olam Hazeh, which is the way that it was used. We know Mikol HaTorah Kula. There are brachas in the Torah, V'chalta V'savata, Baruch Pi V'Nuchav Yad Masecho, V'chulei V'chadoimeh. So what was the difference? The difference was what the focus was on. Esav, his whole focus was Olam Hazeh. Nothing else. Yaakov, his focus was Olam Haba. And how to use Olam Hazeh as the vehicle to get to where he had to go to. And he brings down from various Mamori Chazal how even the Amoraim reminded themselves constantly about what their job was in this world. Marga Bapume, or many different Amoraim, small memories. Marga Bapume means they were regularly saying this to themselves. They constantly reminded themselves of what their Avodah was. One of the famous ones is the Gemara in Brachos Yud Zayin. Margi b'pumei derabonon diyavne, ani beria b'chaveri beria v'chulei, and Rashi explains over there, ani ha'isek b'teira biryani, v'chein chaveim aretz biryahu. Rashi explains the difference between his and theirs. We need constant reminder of what our job is in this world, why we were put here. And we can't bichlal be malim ayin from that for a moment. Everybody understands. Chazal tell us that the Yetzirah is mischadish b'chol yoyim, and every day is a new battle. V'ilei amok HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei. And that's why people who are emistic with themselves are constantly aware that there's a battle going on and our job is to fight it. And he explains the famous Gemara in Pesachim, Lo'olam yasek adam b'teir v'mitzah sh'loi lishma sh'mitoch sh'loi lishma yovo lishma. Zokdeh, what's lo'ilam? Hainu, he says, lo'ilam mamash. B'chol esek ha'teirah v'amitzvah. Lo yaniach yodoy mitchilo lahaskil la'aguf, s'choro ha'shitoy, b'kim ha'teirah v'amitzvah. V'chein la'ayim olov b'onshei shamayim ala oretz, im yav ha'chasrom ratan ishborach. U'mitoich kach yovoy la'asek nishmo. Constantly, lo'ilam, when we start a mitzvah, when we start doing learning, remind yourself that this is what's good for you. That there's schar. Then you'll get into doing it even without it. But we need a constant reminder to help us push through. And with that he explains the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he made a cheshma nefesh b'seif yomov, and he's told his talmidim, they asked him, ad kar b'suloi heshivam, halavai that you'll be able to have the murder shemai and kemer yibosev adam. Person has to remember that we are Korutz Michaimer and have within us Koichus, both the Tov and the Mutav. And as we'll see soon, there's no such thing really as a Midara, because all that is a way of us being able to be mizgabe and to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stay in the Mishnah, HaKinah V'Ataiva V'Akovin Metzinis Odom in Olam. They are the obvious Hatuma, which are Shodet in the world. And when the Torah Kedosha tells us, for half them is Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, and we're told that means, B'Shnei Yitzrecha, everything we have to do. We're being taught that all those things which exist within us are there and can be turned to the Tov. Kina, it's Moitzei Adam Olam. But when it's Kina Sofrim, it's Tar B'Chochma. Taiva, instead of allowing us to be dragged to the Taivas Olam Hazeh, we have to Meshabed our Taivas. The Divrei Torah, v'lo Dvarim B'Talim. Kovod, ain't kovod ela Torah. And we're going to ask ourselves the following question, which the Chovos HaVavos already addresses. That's not me. I'm not at such a madriga that I can only love and want Olam Haba. I like them both. Chabli barim hazeh, chabli barim haba. Chovos HaVavos asked that question. He tells us the following. Kamoi, he says, just like Eish and Mayim cannot coexist. If you put them in a simkeli, either the water will be boiled out or the fire will be put out. Oh, but they cannot be together. Similarly, it's not possible to really have the Ava for both. It's not going to work. A person has to work on the fact that what is going to be the factor which I really are driving for. Like Eliyahu HaNavi said, Behar HaKarmel, Amosai Hashem Poishkin Hashem Asifim. You have to make a decision in life. We have to learn, what are we living for? What is our tachlis in this world? Our tachlis is this world is not Olam Hazeh. It's the only way we can get to Olam Haba, as Messiah Yisroel says at the beginning. That's what we're put here for. The only way we can get there is through the mitzvahs of Ma'aseh and Tovim and being misgaber on those things which are trying to pull us down. And to think that I'm not holding by it is belittling yourself. Yes, it's an avoida, but it's a possibility. We have to redirect our focus. Is it going to be Olam Hazeh or is it going to be Olam Haba? And calls a man, we're Koruch Achar, the Taibis of Olam Hazeh, and we're allowing ourselves to be pulled down, we're never going to get to Torah properly. It won't become a chelik of us. You may do some learning. You're not coming a bit Olam Haba. Just like if you would see an older person sitting and playing with Lego on the floor, you'd think there's something wrong with him. You haven't grown up out of your childhood joys? What's wrong with you? When are you going to grow up? The same thing is with us. How long is it going to take for us to realize that those things which become or have become important to us, mihevloidim hazer, are not getting us anywhere? Adarabah, it's being marchik of us. And the only way we can do it is through the Torah Kedosh. Ki yishorim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchu bo, poshim yukoshnu bo. The same koichas can be used in two different ways. It's the same path. It's ki yishorim darchei Hashem. We all have the same koichas within us. The shine is, what are we doing with them? Are we allowing those koichas which are not good to reign? Or are we being misgaber on them? We have to realize that if we're going to be memale tavoseinu, what's going to remain from it? When the neshama separates from the guf, achrei meir v'esrim, the taivas bleiben mit the guf. But what you take with you is what you put into your neshama. Why is it that we have a difficult time? Says David HaMelech in Tehillim, Adam b'yikar v'lo yovin, nimshal ka behemos nidmu. Explains Yud Leib Chasman. If a person doesn't realize the yokar shaboy, what he has within him, the neshama and the seichel, then he's compared to a behemoth. V'nimshal haynu moshel. And it's terrible because he's being metamtem and squelching his koichas haruchni which he has within him. The Yom HaMisa, says the Gemara in Brachas, should help us awaken and realize what tachlis is. And we see there's two ways of looking at it. The way Esav looked at it and the way Yaakov looked at it. Esav, hinei onichlamus. What's the big deal? What do I need all this for? I'm going to die in any case. I might as well hop around ala taivas as I can. Enjoy myself while I'm here. Hinei onichlamus v'lomazini b'chayra. Chazal told us that Yom HaMisa is meant to be masker a person to help him do tshuva. So what happened? That's the difference between someone who thinks and someone who doesn't. When a person realizes that we're not here forever, and there's a time when we're going to have to give din v'cheshbon, then b'mazgei HaMisa will wake him up and shake him up and say, hey, what am I doing? Kol yom yiyu begodecha levonim. Kein aveisnisht, when their time is up. Like the Mishnah tells us, do tshuva one day lifnei misoscha. How do we know? We don't. Yedin tog. Every day. And today, in our days, it's maybe a little bit easier, sadly, to think about it. We hear all these tragedies, yoyim b'yoyim, where young people suddenly, from one second to the next, whether it's freak accidents, whether it's chamon letzlan b'chablim in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's sicknesses, only have to open your eyes and see and be grateful for every moment that you have. Esav gave up something so chashuv. For what? For an Adiz Adoshim. Halitainina, we won't go into that now, just pouring it down his throat. Mahalachin Achila, but that's for another time. But what was Yaakov Avinu thinking? He's making such an offer. Tavshel Adoshim, Adoshim just for the Bechira, how's that going to work? Did he think that Esav had lost his mind? I mean, you think about it. Here, take a cup of soup, I'll pour it down your throat and give me the Bechira. What was Yaakov's Mahalach Machshav? Adam Bikar V'lo Yovin, like a Behema Mamash. He realized who was dealing with it. He realized that Esav was Only Olam Hazadikahid. And to him, nothing else mattered. He didn't think past the end of his nose. The Yom HaMavis gave him the wrong ideas. And therefore, he realized that would be a way in which he could get the Bechorah because it meant nothing. The Taivas of Olam Hazeh were greater than anything which he would ever want. As we've said so many times before, a mensch darf sein ein Misbeinen. We have to stop to think. Chaim Friedlander says, Kol ha-koiches shi'esh ba'adam, kol ha-midas shi'esh ba'i, kulam kelim lechelkei v'tavkidei b'avodas Hashem. Even those things which are negative traits we had, they're there to help him. They're there to overcome and make sure that he's successful in that quest. Even those things which we look at or call midas ro'es, they're not. They're a derech for us to be miskaber and to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. With that, he explains what was Yitzchak's love for Esav. He understood what Esav's koiches were. And he knew that he needed help in being miskaber on the Admon Yishaboy. And therefore he put koiches into him. He had self been mevatel all his avas olam hazeh, completely negated it. And he saw what Esav was, and therefore he was trying to be madrachim, to use the koiches you have, but to use them in a way which is going to be the tevoscha. And he quotes a fascinating Sfas Emes. Pasuk says, Vato, so no kel yecho. Dahainu says the Sfas Emes, Teroimem es kol ha-kelim, koyach gvurosoi likedusha l'avayis Hashem, ayidei shi'ishtamesh g'maysa achzori shal tzedi l'chvayid oviv, ayidei z'tocha l'abrocha. Use all the kelim you have, but to raise you, to make you into a better person. Use the koyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, even those that seem negative in avodas Hashem, to be mezgaber aleihem, and to become stronger because of that. And with that, he explains an age-old question. He quotes the Alter von Kelm. Vayet ha-yitzach l'noichach ishtoi ki ha-korahi al ishtoi l'inema ela l'noichach melamein sh'shneim ha-kurim ay vayes alois ein adoyme tfilis tzadik ben tzadik tfilis tzadik ben rosh. So why was his tefillah answered more? Listen to the Hafladikat Vort of the Alter from Kelm. In certain areas, it's easier when you see the Ra in front of you to be able to misgaber and walk away from it. Rivka grew up in a house of Hashchasa, Vedazara, Ramos. Yitzchak grew up in Avraham's home. But he wasn't satisfied with just following the trend, so to speak, of his father's home. He had to be misgaber and make himself to himself who he was. Not to fall prey to the mitzvahs anoshim melumoda. And that's a hard avodah. To be able to make yourself, pull yourself out of what could just go with the flow. Nay. Yitzchak made himself into what he was through that discovery to realize that I have my own job in this world. And ich kenne Falozen auf dem Tag. My job is to become who I'm going to become, and that's the gevur of Yitzchak. He worked on it. He wasn't satisfied just to be a product of the society he came into. He wanted to become himself something. And he brings a maaser. Chaim Volozhin, he said, there was a person who arrived in Yeshiva in Volozhin after having gone through tremendous trials and tribulations. He was misgaber. And he arrived in the Yeshiva and he became the batlan mamash. Mamash a batlam. So Chaim Volozhin explained. He asked, how comes? He went through so much hardships. Azar Greisim Lachoma. And now he came to the place where he wanted to taka be memala kol shifaisav. He got over the things which he had to get over. Now he was back in the yeshiva. Says, what pshat? So how comes it didn't work? So he said, this is the yesod. When he had to fight something, he fought it. And he was successful. When he was in a seviva, which everybody was doing the right thing, he didn't have that koyach. He didn't manage to be misgabra anymore. He had done his battle. But he didn't realize that the battle continues. That we cannot get into the matzav of Heragel. And he lost it all when he got to the yeshiva. He became a batn rachman letzlan. Yisroel Salanta in Ur Yisroel writes, Poga b'chol manuvel zeh moshchei lebes ha-medrash. Says Rabbi Yisroel, every choli and every midara has its own bes ha-medrash for it. Each thing has to be dealt with separately. And the way we can do it is, he says, v'limud hu musahu oyla al kulona. Hu ha-beis ha-medrash livkoya timtum han-leiv. And he continues in Yudalad, and he says, Ochein, ha-ischabchus mira le-toiv, b'li musa hi-kemoi ba-koshos ha-re'iya b'li-ayin v'shmiya b'li-oizen. Ha-derech la-omel al-shinu ha-tchunois ha-rois ha-dinimut ha-musa. V'ein derech ha-cher zulosa. And we saw that before. Amiroim, they had something which they caught on to. They reminded themselves of their responsibility. Gosh Ladenstein writes in his Sefer dozens of times how he saw a hefech, even if someone on 5 minutes a day of Musa, changed people completely. So Jungleit came to tell him their whole home is different because there's a focus. I cannot just go weiter. Yes, even if I'm learning Torah, Basmoda Atzuma, I need that little reminder. I need that little help to tell me and to push me in the right direction. And Biruchim in this week's parsha, on the pasuk Vayivez Eses Abuchira, quotes Rashi, Hey, da kosav arishay shebizah vidosar somokam. Vehine, heyid, hainu shalai tita, ki mekor choyches acheri meitzor shal hagazu. The Messiah Shalom writes in Perik Dalet, Yesh ma psoim ha-mevakshim akla hokim aleim, sheyomu, people say, Loma niageh atzmeinu b'kol chachasidus, we have to work so much effort for. Good enough, we're not going to go to Gehenna. We have to push ourselves to be Gan Eden, if not even Ephraim. We'll take an outside seat, the top row in the arena. It's good enough for us. And he says people sometimes walk around, they look at Goyim, and they're jealous. He eats where he wants, he drinks where he wants, he goes to any restaurant he wants, he no brachas, no nothing, no responsibilities. And he gets jealous of them. You know, look what I have. Every time I have, sit down, got to make a kosher, make a brocha, sit down, then up, wash, bench, it's a whole avodah. So Yibruchman says, let me ask you a question. Ask this person, if he sees a horse, a cow, are you jealous? They have no responsibilities. Food is there for them. They don't have to go and buy it. They don't have to go to work. Everything's there for them. Someone say, oh, I wish I was a horse. I wish I was a donkey. Life's easier. No one in their right mind is going to say that, says Yeruch. So the same thing, tell him. The same thing with that goy. You're jealous of what? He has no tachlis. There's no point in his life. Absolutely none. And that's what he says, the pshat that Esav was mevazeh, the avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, and he ends off by saying, hamakim b'mayla u'machshiv erka. You realize what you are. You're a yid. You're a chelik and kamim mal. You have a job in this world. Even though it's difficult and it's not always easy, but Yaakov was makir the ma'aris ha'boyer and yichshiv them. Yitzchok was makir. Everybody they saw that was their job, and that's what we have to do. Rabbi say, learn to use the koyches we have to be ma'aleh them, whether it's kina, whether it's taiv, whether it's kovet, whatever the person's dealing with. That is given to you as a tool to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai will see the lessons and will learn what it means to be a real Yid, to push away the Taivas Olam Hazeh, and to realize that my Tachlis is La'olam Haba.